Hello, and welcome back to the Coastal Lawyer Podcast. My name is Ernie Lee. I'm an attorney in private practice in Savannah, GA. This broadcast is copywritten by the Coastal Lawyer, LLC, 2007. Well, today is July the 11th, and it is a very hot and muggy day in Savannah. The heat index is around 105. While you can't see the air, you feel like you could cut it with a knife. That's what you get when you live in the coastal area in the South. In my real estate practice, I get many clients who are buying their first home or selling their first home. This is always an exciting, but it is an anxious time. What I like to do is to empower the real estate buyer or selling public so they can fully understand the real estate buying process and not be surprised at the closing table. You may or may not know at a real estate closing, if the transaction involves any type of mortgage, the closing attorney actually represents the lender. If it's a cash transaction, the closing attorney represents the buyer. Today I plan to discuss two closing costs that are at first blush are kind of hard to understand, and it may come to a surprise to first-time home buyers or sellers. These are the intangible tax and the transfer tax. Well, let's start with the transfer tax. The transfer tax is a tax on the value of the real property one transfers to another. This is a tax imposed by the Georgia Department of Revenue, and it is collected by the clerk of the Superior Court in the county where the property is located. And it is usually taxed whenever you go in to file at the courthouse after the transfer. If you are interested to read more about this tax, it is in fact based upon Georgia law and can be found in the Official Code of Georgia Annotated, Section 48.6-1. The tax is calculated at $1 per $1,000 or fraction thereof of value transferred. The fractions are computed at 10 cents per $100. Okay, well, let's give an example. That's always easier to understand. If you sold property, and I'm just going to pull a random number out of the air, if you sold property valued at, say, $354,898, to determine the transfer tax, you would take that amount and divide it by 1,000 and then multiply it by a dollar. In this example, and I'm going to turn on my trusty calculator here, in this example, you would divide $354,898, you divide it by 1,000, and guess what you get? $354.90. Okay, so the transfer tax would be $354, okay, plus 10 cents for every 100. And again, you've got to multiply up. So in this example, you would multiply 9 times 10 cents, because it was, remember, it was $308.98. So you would multiply 9 times 10 cents, and you'd get 90 cents. So the total transfer tax would be $354.90. Okay, pretty easy to understand once you know what it is. Now, there are exemptions to this transfer tax, and these exemptions include any deed to secure debt, a deed of gift, any transfer where one party is a government entity, and it could be either federal or state, the transfer or sale of standing timber. Now, remember, timber is attached to the land, and it can be sold like land. But again, that is exempt from this transfer tax. I'm sure they're going to tax you another way, knowing the Department of Revenue. That's what they do, is raise funds for us here in Georgia. Also, any transfer from a husband and or a wife to the other as a part of a divorce, that is exempt from this tax. Also, if it's a transfer as a part of a year's support, and that is on the agenda to talk about a year's support in the following weeks, stay tuned for that. Also, if there's a deed issued in lieu of foreclosure, there is no transfer tax. So all these are exempt from the transfer tax. Okay? Now remember, the transfer tax is paid on the amount of property, the value of the property that is transferred, and it is taxed to the seller. Okay, now let's talk about intangible tax. Intangible tax is a little bit different, but it too is a tax on real estate transactions. But the tax is based upon the amount of money borrowed or the mortgage amount. The intangible tax is a state property tax paid to the Georgia Department of Revenue, and like the transfer tax, it is collected by the clerk of the Superior Court in the county where the property is located. If you have an interest to read more about this tax, it too is based upon Georgia law and can be found in the Official Code of Georgia Annotated, Section 48-6-61. Okay, the intangible tax. The intangible tax, again, is a tax on the amount of a long-term note. Every holder of a long-term note, i.e. your lender, has 90 days from the date the note is signed to file it with the Superior Court of the county where the property is located. The tax is calculated at a rate of $1.50 for each $500 of the value of the note or fraction thereof. The tax can be passed from the lender to the borrower, and most times it is passed from the lender to the borrower. The good news is that the maximum amount of the intangible recording tax is $25,000. That's not the value of the property, but the amount of the tax. Okay, if we use the same example as above, and a buyer purchases a house valued at $354,898 and makes a down payment of, say, roughly about 10%, and we'll round that up to $35,000, then the buyer signs a note for, and let me go ahead and figure this out, we'll go $354,898, and then we're going to subtract the $35,000 down payment, and it looks like the amount due would be $319,898. Okay, the transfer tax would be calculated as following. Okay, we're going back to our trusty calculator. We're going to take the $319,898 and we're going to divide it by 500. Okay, with this, we get the amount of $639.80. Okay, remember, it's $1.50 for every 500 or fraction thereof. So we're going to move this up from $639.80 and go ahead and make it $640. So I'll clear that out. So it's going to be $640 times $1.50. And it looks like our intangible tax would be $960. Okay, again, this is a tax that may be hidden. You may not understand it. Again, it's a tax that is paid on the note or the instrument that secures the loan. Again, it is paid by the lender, but it usually is passed on to the buyer. And so that's one of those fees that you need to look at. The reason why this tax is paid is because if it is not paid, then the lender, the bank, cannot go on and foreclose on the note unless it's been registered. And probably my guess is that this is because in way back when people would do predatory lending, and they would put really usury rates or very high rates, charge people outlandish numbers, and then they would go in and foreclose and take the property. That's illegal. And now you have to register that note with the county and have it of record, so the courts can oversee it. And if you decide to file, if the lender decides to file on the borrower and take the property away, it's got to be officially registered. Okay, now remember that all closing charges are negotiable as to who pays, but both the transfer tax and the intangible tax rate is set by the state. So you can't negotiate on that, but you could always negotiate on who pays it. Well, I appreciate your feedback. We've had a couple of letters and emails, and it looks like the next Coastal Lawyer topic will be on mortgage fraud. There's been a lot in the newspapers about this. Georgia used to be one of the highest in the nation for mortgage fraud, and actually our numbers have dropped. So that means that we're doing something right. If you have any questions on closing costs or any legal real estate question, please visit my website, That address is www.ernielee.com. That's ERNIELEE.com. If you'd like to schedule a real estate closing in coastal Georgia, please feel free to give me a call at area code 912-231-2000. Thank you for listening. This has been a production of The Coastal Lawyer, copyright 2007.